three eggs apiece is how the treasure divided itself up, and you can't believe how good they were. Best eggs I'd ever eaten. And what made them even better was the fact that nobody would ever know. I mean, here was the perfect crime, made possible by Eddie the Rack's incredible magic skills. What a guy. What a deal. Of course, I'll have to admit that I was a little surprised when he explained my part in the deal. I was feeling very good, see? My tummy was warm and full. He had just pulled off the perfect crime of the century. I didn't have a care in the world. Then Eddie read the fine print, so to speak, and told me how his magic would put those six eggs back together. I was surprised, to say the least, and I believe my response was, "Huh? Wait a minute, hold it right there. You mean for the magic to work, I have to sit on the nest for 2 hours? Why can't you sit on it? It's your magic, after all." He waved one hand through the air.
"Right, that's a problem. See, egg magic needs a neutral diode."
"What's a neutral diode?"
"Draws electrical smithereens from the ostensible ether. Won't work with me. Too much magic current. Shells won't knit together."
I hadn't thought of that. I hadn't thought of it because it was way yonder over my head. I mean, I didn't understand any of that stuff he'd said. The guy must have been a genius. I thought it over for a moment. "So I just hop onto the nest and sit there for a couple hours, huh? That's all there is to it?"
"Yeah, then scat. She'll never suspect a thing."
"Well, I guess you know what you're doing. Speaking of which, what will you be doing while I'm dioding the electrical smithereens?"
"Close by, keeping watch, checking things."
"I see. And if I should happen to fall asleep, which I won't, but just in case I do, you'll be around to wake me up after 2 hours, right?"
"Right, no problem."
Sounds a little crazy, Eddie, but it just might be crazy enough to work. I'll give it a shot, but if those eggshells haven't gone back together after 2 hours, I'm going to vanish for a few days."
"Fine."
"I sure wouldn't want to be anywhere close by when Sally Mae discovered the crime, don't you see? 'Cause when she's mad, the trees..."
"Run for cover, I know, fine."
"It's nothing personal. I mean, I like you, Eddie, sort of. And I realize that you're probably a scientific genius, but I'm a pretty shrewd negotiator, and I don't make deals unless they're airtight."
"Yeah, you're tough."
I put a paw on his shoulder and looked him right in the eye. "A guy has to be, Eddie. As you get older and gain a little more experience, you'll realize that life is what we live. And if it weren't for life, this would be a pretty lifeless place." He yawned. "Am I boring you?"
"Oh, no, it's late."
"Yes, it is. But as I was saying..." I seem to have lost my train of thought. "I wanted you to remember something about life."
"I'll remember."
"Do that, Eddie, because it was pretty important. I like to help you younger guys every chance I get."
"Right, thanks."
"I wish I could remember. Oh well, better get to work on the eggshells." I hopped up into the nest and settled down upon the... Yikes, I could hear him crunching beneath the weight of my enormous body. "Eddie, are you certain this'll work? Something seems to be crunching down there."
"They do that, at first. The diodic polarity has to reverse."
"Oh, sure, I didn't think of that. Okay, pal, I've got things under control here. Check me in 2 hours." He waved and ducked out the door. "Hey, Eddie." He stuck his head back inside. "I thought I heard someone laughing."
"Oh, no, me, coughing. Bad cough, chill in the air."
"Well, you'd better take care of yourself. We just might want to go into the egg business." I gave him a secret wink, if you know what I mean.
"Got it."
He ducked out again, and I settled into the business of knitting the eggshells back together. I figured that if I concentrated extra hard on polarizing the diatribes, it might speed up the process. I sure wanted the process to speed up, if at all possible. I mean, 2 hours can be a long time. 2 minutes crawled by, and I thought I would go nuts. It's very hard for your active minds to adjust to the rhythms of a brainless chicken. How could they sit there on a nest for hours and days? What did they think about? Probably not much. Oh boy, this was going to be tough. Fluffy feathers. Going to be a tough assignment, and perhaps the hardest part would be trying to stay at Snork, Merk, Snickle, Fritz. Beulah calling my name. Lovely brown eyes and flaxen pork chops. Snarkingly. Murgle, skiver, and had to stay awake. Awoken. Away in the clouds of feathers, rushing to burble the murgle, mompus, womp, ragamuffin, turkey, bork, snork. I seem to be hearing a sound. The sound of footsteps approaching. The crunching of snow. It must be Beulah. She needed me. Beulah needed me. At last, no more bird dog. I'm coming, Beulah. I'll save you from the rioting pork chops. I opened my eyes and, perhaps I had dozed. Yes, I'm almost sure I had. Not for long, just a short. And yet something had happened to the darkness of night. It had vanished, so to speak, and turned into the lightness of day. It was daylight. My goodness, how could that be? Somehow, through some atmospheric condition that even I didn't understand, somehow the hours between midnight and daylight had compressed themselves and passed in just a matter of minutes while I dozed. How else could you explain it? I knew and was 100% sure that I hadn't slept more than a few minutes because, well, sleeping on the job just wasn't something we did in the security business. Yes, this was a very rare condition of the atmosphere. Happens only once or twice every 100 years when you get a layer of cold air and a layer of warm air, and I suddenly became aware of my surroundings. I blinked my eyes and gazed around. Holy cats, I was in the chicken house, sitting on a nest. Impossible. There was no way on earth that a head of ranch security would be. Oops. Okay, the events of the past several hours came tumbling back to my memory. Eddie. My good pal, Eddie. My business partner, Eddie. Eddie the magical rack who, it appeared, had not awakened me after 2 hours as he had promised. So here I was, sitting on a stupid... He had left me hung out to dry is what he'd done, and it was daylight, and it just happened that Sally Mae usually gathered her eggs at that time of day, and yikes! I stood up and looked down into the nest to see if the broken eggs had... My head came up very slowly. I cut my eyes from side to side. Okay, it was all coming clear now. The pieces of the puzzle had finally begun to fall into place. You remember that crazy story? That wild, stupid, unbelievable story he told me about how broken eggs will knit back together if a guy sits on the nest for 2 hours? Lies, all lies. I hadn't believed that story, not for 1 minute, not even for a second, although, okay, maybe I'd believed it for a few brief seconds, just long enough to. But the bottom line was that, actually there were several bottom lines, all of which threatened to shorten my career. Those bottom lines were, 1, Eddie had told me a huge whopper of a lie. 2, I, being a trusting soul, had believed him, although not totally and not for very long. 3, I now found myself inside Sally Mae's chicken house. 4. Sally Mae's chicken house was a very dangerous place for a dog to be at sunrise. 5. 22 head of Leghorn hens were sitting on their nests, staring at me and just waiting to go off in an explosion of feathers and squawking. Six. And worst of all, I heard someone coming. Holy smokes, my goose was cooked.